This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You see, a TV professional, he just gets that timing just perfect. You're about to say with regard to my comments and what Randall was saying earlier.
Oh, I was just going to say Whitley Strieber, who I've gotten to know over the years and is always fascinating, he had one theory about it, that the reason we haven't sort of acknowledged what is going on in a public way is that somehow acknowledging it invites it into our reality. That right now they're just flying around in the skies and people like him are having experiences. But if we widely believe these experiences to be true, suddenly these creatures, whatever they are, whether they're grays or whatever, would suddenly be part of our world in a much more direct way. He even wrote a short story about it, about Von Karman, I think. And so, you know, that's the problem, though. There are 1,000 theories like that. We can't prove any of them right now because we don't really have any facts to work with. So we need to get more facts. And whether that's going to come from government whistleblowers or, frankly, ourselves working the problem is unclear to me. Maybe it'll be a bit of both. But the one thing that seems very obvious is we shouldn't wait for anybody to tell us what the truth is. Why would we do that? We need to just go out and get it ourselves. We need to hold the people who talk to us to a higher standard. And when we see somebody who's really just trying to palm off a story that they just made up, we need to shut them down because we got to get to the real facts of this thing. We got to treat it like the biggest journalistic story of our lifetimes, which it is.
Yes, but do you really think that we're ever going to get to an answer? I'm looking at 70 years of UFO research.
Yeah, I do think we're going to get to an answer. I think we're going to begin the public dialogue within the next 5 years, possibly earlier. And I think that will lead to at least a 20-year period of evaluation and trying to – just because we start talking about it publicly doesn't mean they declassify anything or everything. So we're going to have to – there's going to be court cases to get this stuff out. I mean, Dolan and I talked about it at great length in AD After Disclosure. And while I've reevaluated some of the points we put in that 2010 book because now we're in 2018, I still think that's the deal. We are going to have to fight for this truth. Even if the government were to issue a statement right now, it wouldn't be the full statement. It would be, remember Watergate? They had a partial limited hangout they were talking about for their disclosure of what Nixon was up to. Well, we'll probably get a partial limited hangout, and then we're going to have to go and get the rest of it ourselves.
I think you make a really great point there. I think one of the most important things you just said is that, well, why do we even really need them to tell us what we already know? Because there are so many people out there who have had experiences. And that reminds me, have you ever seen a UFO yourself? Get back to that. But, I mean, for us who have, with no question about the certainty of it, that they're looking at something alien. Okay, we might not know for sure whether it's interstellar or interplanetary or transdimensional or where they came from, but we know something alien is visiting our civilization from somewhere out there beyond it. We have no question in our mind about that.
Right.
And quite a few people in society are like that. So there's a segment of the population that knows. We don't really need to be told by the government that it's real.
No, we don't need to be told, but I would argue that what would be nice if they would join us in partnership and lay the cards on the table that they have. They're not going to do that first without being forced to, but ultimately that's the goal. The goal isn't that we have to do it to catch up to them. It's more like we're kind of all on the same team. If this is truly a non-earthly intelligence that we're engaged with, then frankly, that puts us all on the same team, whether we're Chinese or Russian or American, whether we're the government or we're private enterprise. We're all in the same boat together. So I would hope going forward after there'll be, you know, there'll be periods of difficulty in grappling with this. But the truth will come out when we, all of us are together are smarter than any one of us. So we need to get whoever's got information, and I assume the government has a lot of quality information that we might not have. They probably have some better photos, and they might have some bodies and some craft, and they might have tried to do some reverse engineering. That's sort of up in the air right now. But if they've done any of that or they have any of that, the goal would be to get that out so that instead of just having a small group of scientists studying it within the government, we instead have the sort of the wiki of the population studying it so that we can find the truth and debate it and evaluate it and come forward with a better understanding.
I just have an interesting question occur to me. It's something we discussed earlier. So you met these people, a couple of people,
yeah,
who you talked to at the beginning of Dark Skies.
Right.
Among the producers, writers, directors that you know, has anyone else ever had anything similar happen to them?
I don't think so. I mean, you're asking what my knowledge of that is. I haven't heard it, other than Tom DeLonge, who seems to have publicly stated that's what's happened with him. I've not heard of that. I've heard of people that were making projects that had cooperation, but that doesn't mean anyone laid the whole story out for him. There's been rumors about Steven Spielberg, but he's never confirmed them to the degree where he says, I mean, obviously people wanted to hang out with Spielberg. They're happy to talk to him about these things, but I don't think they've laid out the truth for him. I mean, I worked for Spielberg on Taken, and we had meetings on this topic, and while he seems as informed about it as almost anybody I know, he didn't sound like he was holding back private information that he had. He sounded like he was as damn curious as we were.
Yeah. Going back to what you were saying between the government and the public, the us versus them thing, that's actually a really good attitude. It's sort of you're saying, okay, well, maybe the subject can act as a unifying force in society and culture, move us out of the sort of dark ages in terms of thinking about our place in the universe, as opposed to just saying, okay, well, now we've got the goods and we can put it in the face of the skeptics and put them to shame. I seem to see a lot of that. Like, they just want the answers so that they can put, you know, shove it in the face of the skeptics and say, I told you so. And I'm not sure that that's constructive.
No, we got to be. In fact, I don't want to turn this into an attack on the president, but I do think a president that's willing to think about pardoning his friends or his family might want to consider, what if he simply pardoned any future whistleblower on this topic? That would be a lovely thing. That would get a lot of people coming forward if they knew that they wouldn't face treason charges or get arrested or fined or whatever. And frankly, some presidential directive toward the people who have some of this information to put it out in the public would be a really positive thing. So I think we have reached sort of – this isn't the end. As I forget who said that. Maybe it was Churchill. It's not the end, but it's the end of the beginning. I think that's where we are right now. We're about to cross over from what has admittedly been a far too long process, at least 70 years, and we're now crossing over into the next phase of this, which is exploring and testing theories for what's really going on. And I'm simply suggesting that common sense says it's time to I'm going to be a little upset when people admit that they kept a secret for 70 years. But in the interest of truth, I'm willing to even give them a pass if they'll come forward. If we can make it easier for people who have knowledge to come forward and share it, then we need to do that. That's more important than putting them in jail at this point.
Absolutely. There needs to be some sort of public liaison process, I think, almost as like a separate office where people can, because obviously we can't just give free rein to whistleblowers because there's too much related intelligence information, like how the information was obtained through probably highly secret and channels and technologies. I mean, you can't just go around blabbing about that.
No, but it's not just the United States either, though. I mean, this may not be in our control.
And also coming up in a couple of weeks, you'll be hearing from Pennsylvania paranormal researcher Stan Gordon talking about UFOs, cryptids, and more on the PowerCast. We're going to take a pause here, and then we've got more with Bryce Sable, J. Randall Murphy, and Gene Steinberg. And we'll talk about something from a former head of the CIA about UFOs. You're in
the PowerCast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We've got J. Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg, Bryce Sable. Speaking of fear and loathing here, either of you think, and we've talked about this before, Randall, as you know, there might be some gradual disclosure going on here where we have the news about planets revolving around other star systems that may have the conditions for life. UFOs are being taken more seriously. If we're going to have disclosure, wouldn't it be better to make the process so gradual that people really don't notice, especially that something is happening? They just wake up one day and it's out there.
I think the question for that is how much of it is intentional and how much of it is just naturally percolating up through society and culture. And Bryce, I imagine you probably can really comment on this because I see it everywhere now, from commercials to radio to television to the internet. It's just, it's gotten itself into every aspect of modern culture.
But does that qualify as disclosure? It is true that we are all open to the idea. And in fact, that's why I say, if people are thinking, well, we got to get people acclimated to this before we can tell them. I mean, come on, that's happened. We're acclimated. We're ready to go. And honestly, we've accepted so many strange things. We'll probably accept this thing. It's probably stranger than we imagine, as I said, but that doesn't mean we can't get to work rolling up our sleeves and trying to figure out what's truly going on. And I agree with your comment. It is everywhere, but that's not proof either. There's lots of movies made about it. There's lots of television shows. I've made my share. It's not proof. It's just entertainment. And when you see an alien used on a skateboard, that's just advertising. But it does mean that it's permeated our consciousness, as you said, and that may mean that the door is a little bit more open to being a little bit more forthcoming. That's my hope. That's what I think the next 5 years are going to be about.
Of course, this takes us right back to Edward J. Ruppelt when he wrote his book, The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects. And in the introduction, he says, what's proof? Well, ultimately, that's just evidence that's sufficient to prove, not to prove, but to justify belief in a claim.
Well, proof for one person. But if you've got a giant football field sized tic tac rotating around your aircraft, I think that's proof of something. I mean, it's on radar returns. It's been sighted by a guy. I mean, I think we have to start saying, I would just love it to say that I don't know why the media doesn't do this. I don't know why Trump, I don't know why Paul Ryan, I don't know why all of these guys haven't been showing that video by somebody in the White House briefing room and saying, what is it? What do you think that is? Because if you look at it and you listen to it, it's really hard to say nothing happened there. Something did happen. And if I were a curious protector of the U.S. government, I'd want to know about it. I mean, and clearly Senator Harry Reid did want to know about it.
Right. We still got one of the people in our forums posted a video from the Flat Earth Society convention. There's still people that don't believe the Earth is a sphere.
I know.
And you can't prove it to them because they've got their evidence.
But you know what? But that's a great example of why you don't. The object of societal change and grappling with this isn't that everybody has to come to the party at the same time. That will never happen. If there's still flat earthers out there, God bless them. I'm not going to waste my time trying to prove to them the Earth is round. I'm going to just live with that fact. So I think we have to not think that we have to prove something to everybody, but we have to open the dialogue up to enough people that are part of our current operations here in society and try to incorporate whatever this reality change will be into our reality. And I don't think it has to be. Like I said, I'm a little frightened because they've kept it secret for so long, and there must be some reasons for that. But we've absolutely reached the place where it doesn't do us any good to keep that secret anymore. Now we should be bringing everybody on board and bringing everybody up to speed and trying to grapple with it. And the percentage of flat earthers in UFOs will just have, you know, that it's not important. We don't need to convince them. They'll come along when they do.
We just need a general shift in public perception on the most acceptable social levels so that we can reduce the non-believers to the status of flat earthers.
I think that seems to be happening. There's certainly good books that have been written about it. Imagine if the Washington Post was currently putting as much energy into getting to the bottom of what is really going on with this phenomenon as they are to, say, the Russia situation. By the way, I think we should be investigating the Russia situation. I'm just saying that's a lot of energy and a lot of financial resources and so forth going into it. What if we put a fraction of that into the UFO thing? And instead of making it a joke, we simply said it's something this newspaper is committed to investigating and trying to get at the truth about. And I think we are very close, frankly. We are very, very close to at least one news organization, and there will be others to follow, but one will have to go first, that says, we're going to stay on this story. It might be the New York Times, since they own the space right now, but it could be another paper or whatever. But someone with some journalistic resources is going to say to themselves, why don't we own this? Think what it will do for our newspaper when we break this story.
I think that's a really good point. But then you've got people out there, and I ran across one not too long ago. Actually, Paul Kimball's kind of in this category. He'll say, well, you know what? How many people really care if the Earth is flat or a sphere anymore? I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with putting food on the table and joining the rat race back and forth from work and paying your Visa bill. And this one person I was talking to, I brought it up, and they just said to me, well, you know, why do you have to bring this up? I just find it boring. I'd sooner, you know, talk about my golf game.
Well, you know what?
How do you deal with that?
We just don't. Okay. Some people say I'd rather think about what I have to do to put food on the table, and I say by all means continue to think about that. But I'm actually capable of multitasking, and I'm sure you guys are too, and so are most people. So I don't have a problem with waking up in the morning and saying, what am I going to do to put food on the table? And also reading a nice New York Times story about UFO research. That's no problem for me. I can handle it, and I'm sure most people can. It's one of the most fascinating questions. There are two great questions out there. Is there a God, and are we alone? Those are two great questions. I'm not proposing we get into the God bit, but as for are we alone, I think it's ironic that we've spent so much energy talking about the SETI program over the years and spending money trying to point telescopes out there when there seems to be profound evidence that, yeah, we're not alone, but it isn't that they're out there. They're over here already. And I think a lot of people are ready to accept that some of these reports have been real over the years, and if only one of them is real. I mean, this is one of those great things. If only one's real, then you've got an issue here.
Okay, that's really great. But what if I was to just say, you know, I don't know why you have to go on about this because, you know, I really just – it just doesn't matter to me.
Got a break, guys. Bryce, Gene, Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future. And you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I wanted to bring this up because we only have 2 segments left. And this is a breaking story, as they say, on cable TV news. A story from Billy Cox. We've all heard of him. And he wrote, ex-CIA chief, keep studying UFOs. Of course, they're talking to John Brennan.
Yeah.
Now, he said that he doesn't necessarily believe in UFOs. But he thinks we should continue to investigate it.
Why would he say that?
Okay. During the course of my career, both in the CIA as well as the White House, I was aware that there were endeavors to try to discern what some of these phenomena are. Okay? But that shouldn't mean we shouldn't continue to pursue it and try to apply the latest technologies and the latest science to understand what may be going on. Yeah, it's like half a suggestion.
Yeah, that's great. But what do you tell somebody who just goes, oh, that's interesting, and then takes that, rolls it up, and burns it in the fireplace because, he needs it to start his next fire.
Okay, let's say that 30% of the people feel that way. Okay, they'll get with the program as it is revealed to them. I don't think the job is to inspire or bring every skeptic on board. That's not the job. The job right now is to reach out in a constructive way to people who have been safeguarding this information over the years, developing the information and thinking about this topic. And we need to reach out to them in a partnership that's kind of pulls this out of the governmental shadows and out of the ridicule of the public sector and finds a safe meeting place in the middle where we talk about its the actual cases that exist, what they might mean, and we begin to submit them to a greater intensity, not only in scientific investigation, but also in that putting our best minds on what it could mean and how we should engage with it. Because if it's really what a lot of people are thinking is going on, then we shouldn't have 99.9% of the planet in the dark about it and 0.1% know what's going on. It should be the opposite. I'd take 70-30 any day. You know, if you got your 30% that don't want to talk about it, by all means, you know, if they don't want to get with the program, who cares? Their kids will. We're all going to live in a different world anyway in the future. But we can't worry. You never could. You know, when Roosevelt needed to get us into World War II, he didn't worry about the people that didn't want to do it. He worried about how to defeat the Nazis. So we have to focus on the problem, not on the naysayers.
Right. That sounds like a pretty good solution. So just, you know, with those kind of people, we just kind of go, okay, so, all right then. So how was your golf game?
That's what we do. That's how I do it. I mean, that's literally how I do it. And then occasionally, more often than not, I'll have friends who know I have an interest in it. And while they might not speak to their spouse about it or their kids, they'll say to me, so you know a lot about that UFO thing. What do you really know? Do you think that's really real? And they're really interested. And then I tell them my thoughts and I lend my books out to them. I would tell you one thing. This is, you know, I'm a big believer in something specific that you can do. I would urge everybody to pick their five favorite UFO books that they think make the case really well and buy an extra copy of each one of them and put their phone number and their name inside each one and then lend them out to people. And say, I'm not giving you this book. I'm lending it to you because I know you want to read it. When you're done, please give it back to me so I can give it to somebody else. That's how you change people, one brain at a time.
I actually do that. I've got a huge supply of books. I buy them on sale from the used bookshops and when I see them. So, you know,
that's a great idea. Good for you.
I've got a bunch of like Timothy Good's Above Top Secret, which I thought was really good. There's a couple of things in it that Don Ecker pointed out, but generally speaking, fantastic. I think I got them for like $1.50.
I just want to say, be sure to send out lots and lots and lots of copies of AD After Disclosure. Very important.
Absolutely.
Can we get those at a discount? You know, I bought, seriously, most of my UFO books from the early years. We're talking here about the 60s. I went to the Samuel Weiser bookstore in Lower Manhattan, and I went to the closeout bins, and I bought all these great UFO books for $1 each.
Yeah. What did you do with them?
Have you still got them? He didn't burn them. We know that.
No, I didn't believe in that. I think my first wife has a lot of those books right now.
Well, let's not go there. That's obviously a sad, sad story.
No, she's a nice lady. She's been on the show,
right,
too. Okay?
All right.
So we don't have to worry about that. So it's interesting to get along with your first wife, with your ex-wife. It's hard enough to get along with your current wife or girlfriend. But to get along with the ex, I guess that's a miracle.
I'm still looking for a new girlfriend, so.
I've been married over 30 years, so.
Awesome.
I found something that worked and kept at it.
Fabulous.
She just kept you in line, that's all.
I think that's probably it. She would certainly agree with you about that.
Do you guys go on the road together? Or?
We do. Like, my wife Jackie is coming with me to the IUFOC next month, and she'll probably attend a couple of events, and we'll enjoy our time in Phoenix together. So, yeah, we do a lot together, and we write together. We wrote something that won the Writers Guild Award a few years back. So, yeah, we work together and we play together.
Has she inherited the UFO bug, or maybe
no,
your kids?
No. No. One of my kids is very intrigued by it. He's coming with me to the IUFOC because he wants to talk to people and so forth. Jackie understands the issue. I don't think she shares my, you know, avid interest in it, but I think she understands it's an important issue, as most of us do. But, You know, not everyone's I guess that's just it. You have to be prepared that not everybody in your family, not everybody in your city, not everybody at work is going to think the same way as you think. If anything, you want to just be prepared to sort of let people find the information that they need. And I found that that New York Times article was a great example of a door opener, because a lot of people will read that. And when they read it, they're quite taken by it. They're amazed and they want to know more. And that's when you hit them with that book.
Speaking to you as a former CNN guy.
Yeah.
The thing that surprised me the most recently is conservative talk host Tucker Carlson from Fox. He had on Leslie Kahn as a guest. And no wackiness there. Straight interview. Very serious indications that he personally has an interest in the subject.
Who is this again? Say that again.
Tucker Carlson. He does.
Oh, Tucker. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he replaced Bill O'Reilly, I think.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of followers, so I think that's great. I mean, he should do an entire show about it. And he should speak openly about it.
Yeah, I think when we can get people who are you know, both left and right and center on board, then it really doesn't matter which way it goes, then we're in a better position for sure.
I mean, I hope that we have entered a new period here. I really do suspect we have. You know, if you read a lot of history, you see the ebb and flow of ideas and events and things, and everything about that makes me believe that we're on the cusp of acceptance and the beginning of the discussion, the real discussion, because I forget who first said it today, but we may not know as much as we think we know. We simply may know that this mystery exists, and we may have proof of the mystery, but we may not have an answer for what the mystery is. And that's probably where we sit right now. And as we move forward, it'll be fascinating to see all these great minds who are not currently thinking about this, turn their attention to it, and begin to speculate and discuss it. That will be very helpful.
We got more to come with Randall, Gene, and Bryce. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Bryce Abel joining us with Gene and Randall. Chris O'Brien is under the weather. I don't know if it's flu, but the flu is really bad in, what, 32 states so far?
Hey. I've taken a flu shot for 25 years now, and I have not had a flu in 25 years. So even though I know it's not completely protective this year, I couldn't be stronger on. Before I took the flu shot, I got the flu every year. Then I started taking the flu shot. I never got the flu again. So for what it's worth.
I know there's some paranoia about vaccinations, but I have taken flu shots every year for many years, and even at 119 years old, here, I've managed to avoid that. Let me just bring you one more thing before we let you go and leave the building with Elvis, and that is,
yes,
it's possibly just addressing the after-disclosure material once again. Looking at now a book written some years back and the current developments with Tom DeLong and the New York Times article and everything, what kind of reaction do you think might happen in our society now? If it were revealed that UFOs are real, they're possibly extraterrestrial.
Well, I think the biggest change, the expansion, it's not a change, but an expansion in my thinking since the AD After Disclosure book that Dolan and I wrote, is that I've moved pretty far beyond thinking it needs to be just an official announcement from anybody, whether it's the Pope or the President, to thinking that there seems to be signs now of a different fabric coming together, which is more official people talking about it, and the sense that there are literally people who have had a lot of these highly classified positions who are, whether with permission or without permission, trying to tell their stories. And these things are all kind of merging together. And I think that it is the kind of, not by some design, but by just the way it's working, we're all sort of moving toward the realization that there's more to this than meets the eye. So to answer your question, how will we handle it? It will be messy. I always use the remember Buck Turgidson from Dr. Strangelove. He says about nuclear war, I ain't saying we're not going to get our hair mussed. And I kind of think that's what disclosure is. It's going to be crazy for a while. And maybe for a long while. But we'll handle it pretty well because we want to know more. And the only thing that will be really disruptive is if there is some truth to a nefarious or negative or hostile interpretation of it. If that's the case, and that explains why it's been secret for so long, obviously the discussion will be less about making contact with our space brothers, and it'll be more about protecting ourselves. But if that's the case, let the games begin. So I just wanted to thank you guys for having me on the show, and I know that some of your listeners may have missed some of the earlier parts. I just want to say I do hope they'll give a chance to the new book, Once There Was a Way, What If the Beatles Stayed Together? It's at AmazonBeatles.com or WhatIfBeatles.com. And it's not about UFOs, obviously, but it's me experimenting in that alternate universe. I hope to see some of your listeners at the International UFO Congress in Phoenix. I'm speaking on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. So if you show up and there's a big crowd, my wife may be a little kinder to me about spending Valentine's Day talking UFOs.
I will have a heart-to-heart talk with her and just find out all the secrets about you. In terms of projects, we have a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, okay, great.
Of course, we've got the Beatle thing.
Yeah.
We've got the book. In terms, and I know you covered it briefly, in terms of future movie and or TV projects, can you give us some more information?
Well, I'll give you the UFO ones. I always have my finger in a lot of pies there, but the UFO ones in particular include Captured, which is based on the Stan Friedman, Kathy Marden book about the Betty and Barney Hill case. And in fact, I'm in contact with Dan Aykroyd about that. I won't tell you any more than that, but we're talking about it.
Dan Aykroyd playing Stanton Friedman?
No. This is the Betty and Barney Hill case.
Okay, so Captured. He would play the psychiatrist.
That's possible. But we're talking. You know, I'm just saying we're talking. And then the other project is Unidentified, which is the story of Stanton Friedman and Don Schmidt competing to break the Roswell case. That's a second movie. And we have a script on both Captured and Unidentified. And we're now moving into the market to try to put together the coalitions that it takes to make a modern movie. And then the other thing I'm working on right now is I've just had a lot of interest over the years, and it seems to have peaked again in converting AD After Disclosure into a television series. So I'm meeting with numerous people in the next few weeks to try to put together that pitch and take it out into the town and see if we can figure out how to turn that into a mini series, maybe, or a full-on series, either way. Try to be the television series that isn't about proving that aliens are real, which is what most books about and most television series about this topic are about, but instead to be a little more positive and to instead focus on, well, we know aliens are real. What are we going to do about it? So the very question that you just asked, I want to do a television series about that. How are we going to handle getting this information that A, we have been lied to for 70 years, and B, they're here already. They're not out there. I hope I'm wrong with my Dark Skies main title theme, because in it, the main character says, they're here, they're hostile, and powerful people don't want you to know. That's what we put out there in 1996. If it turns out to be true, then it's going to be a bumpy ride. If it's not true and there's other interpretations, then it might turn out to be all right. I like to look at this with a certain amount of optimism. Whatever it is, I don't think anything's ever been gained by not facing the truth. So, you know, I'm a journalist. I say face the truth and let the games begin.
Fabulous.
Breck, I probably shouldn't even said that. I'm too glib for my own good sometimes, but I met Dan. All I would say is this. I met Dan Aykroyd at I used to be the chairman of the Television Academy. I think your listeners know that. So I attend all the TV Academy events, and I was at the Hall of Fame induction where all the SNL players from the first season were inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I met Dan afterwards, and we ended up at the after party talking UFOs. And he's very, very knowledgeable. He's very interested in the topic, as I am. And we have been discussing various projects and how we might best find a way to take this topic out to the world. And so, yeah, I'm intrigued by his interest and enthusiasm, and I share it, and hopefully good will come of it.
Okay, we could always team him with Jim Belushi, since John Belushi is dead, and have the Blues Brothers meet the aliens.
I think Dan is a very serious, he is a sober but not somber person who looks at this topic as one of the most, from his opinion, this is the most important thing, and it's going to change our entire world. And I think he also shares my view that we are on the cusp of it, which is interesting because, and this, I'll just leave you with this thought. We have been predicting disclosure literally since the 50s. Most books written then predicted disclosure was imminent. And it never happened. It didn't happen in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts. And here we are at 2018. I'm not saying it's happening in the tens, but I would say we will not end the 20s without there being a legitimate feeling that disclosure has happened.
I'll tell you this, obviously, I'm just joking about Dan Aykroyd, obviously, but
yeah,
I know he's very seriously interested in this stuff and see what he contributes to it all. For our listeners who want to get in touch with you or find out more of your stuff, is there a site they can go to?
I maintain my own site, which is just my name, BryceZabel.com, and that's B-R-Y-C-E and then Z as in zebra, A, B as in boy, E-L.com. And, of course, there's contact information on the whatifbeatles.com as well.
Works for me.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Our guest co-host was J. Randall Murphy. If you want to get in touch with us, go check us out on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for two Paracast fan clubs, a community, and a group on Facebook. Also look for our second radio show, After the Paracast, where the language is unfettered and you never know what to expect. And it's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We also give you a version of this show free of the network ads with better quality audio. So those of you on YouTube who constantly say, too many ads, that is a solution for a low subscription rate. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Bryce Sable, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
The Paracast is my place. I love it. You guys are unfettered friends. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.